Hey, what's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Leah McSweeney.
Why do I feel like you're like vibrating or echoing or something?
Who, me?
Was my intro a little much?
No, you're okay. And Dante?
How you doing? I'm Dante Nero.
Dante Nero, comedian.
Comedian, actor.
He has his own podcast.
Yeah. I do a little acting, stand-up comedy, and I have an own podcast on a relationship podcast from a masculine perspective.
What's a masculine perspective of relationship?
Exactly. I was a male stripper for like 11 years.
A male stripper?
And then from that I ended up I got a little bit into the pimp game for about seven years. And then I had a lot of guys who were having problems with their relationships. And I started applying pimp principles to square relationships.
Okay, so let me ask you something about male strippers.
Sure.
Now, I have a great time because I've hosted some male review shows, and it's always really fun.
Right.
But I know sometimes they say, like, there's certain things that you have to do because your dick has to look hard and big.
Well, that's what you're talking about is beefing up. What a guy does is he jerks off, and then what they usually will take is a half inch of ace bandage, and they tie it behind the testicles.
Right, to keep the blood, to cut the circulation.
To cut the circulation, to keep the blood in
it's
the
like
penis.
A waist trainer for men.
Yeah.
Actually,
I mean, it used to be, they used to use cock rings, but being the fact that ace bandage, because the ace bandage works good on your knee, even when you're running, so it works even better.
Is that dangerous?
Sure. I mean, it's painful. It could be painful for a while, but I mean, you release it, and it, you know, you let
the breeze.
You let it breathe, and then you go back out.
Can you get like gangrene or something from that?
I guess you could, but I mean, you know, I mean, you're by that time you're going to be in a lot of pain. You'll be in a lot of pain from doing that. So
now, previously, a lot of my friends had thought that male strippers, a lot of them are gay. Are a lot of male strippers gay?
I think it is. I think there was a time when it was a real separation between gay strippers and straight strippers. I know when I did it, we separated the difference. That stigma was always there. So when I was kind of in the game, we always kept it separate because we were trying to kill that stigma. Now it's kind of a free for all, guys. You get guys who even consider themselves straight. They do gay shows, straight shows. It's whatever.
Like, I'm straight, but for the sake of this show and this money, I'm going to be gay for the night.
Yeah, but it's a funny thing because it's a slippery slope because now you got guys touching you and stuff and it makes it easier to...
You know, I know this guy who he claims he's completely hetero, he's straight, and he does gay porn.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Like, he gets fucked in the ass?
No. He fucks in the ass. He fucks people in the ass. So he doesn't get fucked in the ass.
Because sometimes the rule is you're not gay if you're the one that's getting your dick sucked or you're the one fucking a guy.
No, you're still gay.
You're still gay.
You're gay.
You're still gay. I think, you know, they're trying to find these little classifications to justify. I used to date a call girl for a while. And
I thought you were going to say a man. I was like, okay.
I dated a call girl, and she kind of fell in love with me, and she had decided that because she fell in love with me that we would only have anal sex because to her, anal sex was personal and vaginal sex was business.
Oh.
And so, but she
what?
All that was a compartmentalization of... what she thought was in her own head. Like, this is personal, this is not.
Did you enjoy having anal sex with her only?
I think you get to the point with anything, you want some pussy too. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a weird...
Oh God, I wish I could have anal sex and just be like, oh, this is so personal.
Right, anal sex.
I get it. Anal sex,
that
it hurts.
Vaginal sex is more
I'm
personal
dead.
Because well, you know why? Because you could get pregnant from that. That's
Stephanie. I'm surprised that you.
I can't take it in the ass.
I'm really. I'm so disappointed right now.
I am disappointed in myself. I love watching women take it in the ass. I think it's the sexiest
thing
in the world.
Have you tried a butt plug?
Yeah, and it's so. I'm like.
I'm so not into anything in my butt either.
No, me either. I don't, like, now they have this new thing, eat the booty like groceries. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
Right?
Don't try to lick my asshole. If you're going to go down there, suck my clit.
That's it. Don't lick my booty.
Well, I mean,
clearly.
It's funny thing that if you talk to anal, you know, to get anal, one of the things that you do is you lick somebody's ass. I mean, that is what preps
no.
them.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and
right.
I'll tell you,
right.
The best anal sex I've had was not with lubricant. The best anal sex I've ever had, because I've had anal sex that I've enjoyed.
Right.
Okay, it's so you do get fucked in
this. So what are you talking about?
That's not true. I mean, come on. You're
with my
like
son's father, I had anal sex that I enjoyed. Me and my son's father haven't been together for almost 3 years. But the only anal sex that I've ever enjoyed was with natural lubricant spit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you got
to. Like, lube makes it weird inside of my body, like in my ass. It's like, ew, I got like.
There's a few lubes. There's a few lubes that, and they make some lubes that have kind of like an anesthetization. Well, there's this one lube that's really good. It's called Pure, PJURE. Mm-hmm. And they also make an anal lube that has like a.
Can you text me that info, please?
I absolutely will. It actually has a. It's like a Novocaine, like a form of Novocaine that numbs it initially.
I've heard of that. Anal ease.
Right. Well, anal ease, but there's a couple of different.
But you
got
to use a condom
for
that.
If you should have to, if you need to numb your ass, you shouldn't be.
No, because doesn't it numb the man's dick?
Oh, well, ultimately, the numbing happens initially, and then it kind of wears away.
It wears
away.
Oh, okay, wears away. Okay.
But there's other, the same company
makes
it.
My bestie, she tastes it in the ass, and she's like, girl, you got to use this anal ease shit, but you got to use a condom. And I'm like, I'm in a relationship. We don't use condoms. Mm. God, but don't take my advice. You should use condoms, even if you're in a relationship. Use condoms
well,
all the time. Keep yourself
tested,
protected.
I'm sure it's fine. Does anybody that, like, go get tested with their partner?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're lying. You did not go test.
Yes, I did.
You're lying, Stephanie. I could tell.
No, I'm not.
Liar.
I am lying.
Leah, do you go get
I'm
tested with your
I'm
man?
Not.
Like before you date a guy and then before you take the condom off, you're like, come on, let's go get tested.
No.
No, but every time me and my man fight, I go and get an STD test.
I haven't done it all the time, but yeah, I have done it.
No, but Angela, every time me and my man fight, I go and get an STD test.
Well, that's different. That's you. Because
I'm like, nigga, what? You better make sure I don't got nothing because I'm going to cut you if I got something.
And what good is that going to do?
And I'm always good.
I'm going to cut you and get it doubly.
You know, it's funny when, you know, people. The thing about anal sex is that I think it's a really personal thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a trust issue because the guy can hurt you.
Right.
So there's a trust and a kind of an intimacy issue that needs to be necessary for you to even get that. So if a guy, like I've been with girls where I've, you know, where I've went down on them and I've ate their ass and played with the fingers and then it starts to open up and where they're hot, where they're going, I won't give it to me. And then yes. I would go, but you, I think as a man, I mean, and this is kind of what my podcast is about. It's the Beige Phillip show. Well, it's about,
really? I need to subscribe.
Well, kind of, yeah, I guess, it's about the credibility of men. I think that a lot of times you get a lot of brothers who are growing up with single parents, don't have fathers, and they don't have fathers that are teaching them how to be men. So the credibility of a man, the trust issue of where this woman feels as though she can let this guy, you know, take her to the point where she can mm-hmm. have anal sex and it becomes, and even to understand maybe if she's not ready, you know, so if a guy.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready already.
But I would say this for all the guys out there. If I let you have anal sex with me, it's because you have a small penis.
Oh.
That's the only way I'm doing it. That's the only way I'm having anal sex. If your penis is like pretty small, then maybe I'll try it. But I'm not doing that with an average.
You know, I'm the total opposite. The biggest. No, honestly, I'm the total opposite. The biggest. I want the biggest every time.
You want to get torn apart.
I want that. Like when I get a guy with a big dick, I want him to fuck me in my ass so bad, but it never works.
Right,
it's
not
just
going
too
in.
Much. It
well,
doesn't
I'll,
go
I'll,
in exactly.
I'll text you the name of that lube. I'll
take
you the name of that lube.
Take some painkillers.
All right, now let's switch directions a little bit because I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and she was saying that her boyfriend wants them to have a joint account. Okay, they're not married. They're not like that. But what do you think about being in a relationship? Because finances are the number one reason that people get divorced and break up.
Sure.
What do you think about being in a relationship and having a joint account?
I think you can have a joint account as long as he has his own separate account and she has her separate account as well. Like if they're living together and they've decided to do that. I mean, I think it's a great way to trust. You don't have to put your whole life savings.
I put $10 a month,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly. You know, so, but I mean... It's a good way. It's a good way to kind of build that trust in the first place. Is that okay? We have these funds and we're spending these funds, and we can see how somebody responds or how they don't respond to having these funds in there. So if you got funds in there, and you have this joint account, and then every time there's she got a new pair of shoes, and the bills ain't paid. I mean, then it shows you. It kind of gives you an idea of where you're at in the first.
I'm more thinking like the guy is gonna take all your money and fucking be out.
For me, well, I mean, I don't want a joint account. Even if you can match me, I still don't want a joint account. Keep your money where it's supposed to be in your bank account, and I'll keep mine.
What if he's worth $60 million?
If he's worth $60 million,
have a joint account.
I don't think a motherfucker with $60 million in the bank is gonna want to have a joint account.
Right? I mean, no, probably not. But
you know what I'm saying? The only men who want a joint account with their girls are guys who are in the struggle.
Word.
You know what I
mean? Good point.
Well, I mean, that's...
like, you're not gonna have a joint account with me. I work so hard to make this money. You can't. I'm not sharing it with you. I'm sharing it with my child.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I'm a mother, though. That's different.
That's kind of the funny thing is, like, the Beige Phillip show is about making dudes more credible, so that you don't. So he's not trying to steal your money.
We're tearing you guys down.
I mean,
are you gonna have a joint account? Or as hard as you work, are you gonna have a joint account with someone?
Never have.
No,
never.
For
so
what?
That's
and say, you too, wait, Angela. Wait, wait. You
know, unless we're like
exactly
not, unless we're married,
I'm gonna tell you
I don't
why
know.
I would have a joint account. This is why I would have a joint account. Like if we go on vacation twice a year and we
we could put this amount in every month. Oh, that's so cute. I didn't even think of that.
You know
that's really cute.
If we're
like,
that's
like a crazy commitment right there. That's scary.
You see?
What if you break up? What if you like get sick of the guy and then you're like, fuck, we have this joint. You just take the money out, then you break up.
Am I supposed to go to Cancun by myself?
My thing is, if you're with a guy that you really don't know to the point where you're worrying about whether or not he's going to steal your money, that's probably a guy you shouldn't be with.
No, but what Angela said is, you know, you have a joint account because you're planning something.
Sure.
You know, that's cute. I think that's cute. Like, oh, babe, let's plan this vacation to go on. I mean, I don't want to be with anybody that I have to plan for a vacation 6 months ahead.
Well, I do have to plan for stuff in advance because I don't have off from work like that. So I know, I have this week off.
Right.
Exactly, girl. So you want to be able to book your flight, like, 2 days before. Like, oh, shit, I got 3 days off. Let me book a flight. I like to plan ahead,
though. I'm not going to lie. Now, Dante, you were saying that it's... okay, if you have a separate account and then you have this account.
Right, I have my account, you have your account, and then we have a joint account. Mm-hmm. And that this way we can kind of build the trust by how we handle that account. I mean, if you're thinking about somebody, like you really trying to rock with somebody, I mean, that kind of trust is not built in a moment. It's built with time. And so just as well as sex and everything else, you build that trust with time. Mm-hmm. You get your joint account. You get your anal-ease. You just build
it. you know what I'm saying?
You build it up.
I'll fuck you in the ass and then you get a joint account.
I think it's the trust element of it. I think, you know, my thing is I find dudes are so weak. Like, I find dudes is just so weak in terms
men
of
men are the new women.
And I think it has a lot to do with the whole feminist movement and how. And I don't mean it feminist movement in terms of equal pay and maternity leave and stuff. But I'm saying the images of men are weak. It's always some dude on TV begging to get a blowjob or asking for permission or so on and so forth. And I think that what's happening is you have this. I'm a strong woman because guys are so weak.
Right. Yeah, I have to be.
So women are strong
because of that.
I mean, basically,
what
you're saying
true.
There is really
that's
sad.
That's true, 100%. It's like so many of my past relationships, it's like I'm the fucking dude.
Right, right.
And that's why now
because
I'm just,
because you're
I
the breadwinner,
like
you're the more
it's
successful
but
one.
I don't care how strong the woman is. In my experience is that when you start to show those alpha male tendencies and you show that you are the man, a woman becomes a woman. Because all she really wants to be, she wants to let a dude drive, but it's not about taking the control. It's about showing how credible you are so that a woman relinquishes the control. She's like, this dude got me.
It's hard for us to give up that control.
Sure. I mean, I think it's easy when a guy shows you that he's capable of that or that he's worthy of that control.
Go ahead, Leah.
I need to ask this question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes.
How many dates do you go on and let the guy pay before you offer or like try to split or what? Like,
well,
here's
the thing with I'm kind of a dude. I kind of always pay. I mean, it's nice for somebody to offer, but it's just what I do. But it's nice to know
that you're
that
yeah.
You
no,
offer.
I don't think that there's a number of dates. I feel like you go and you hang out with a guy. You let him pay for everything, and then, you know, you hit him up. That you surprise him that one night, like, baby, it's on me tonight, and it's really impressive.
Right, for 2 years, that's too long.
When, like, but when do you do it? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to emasculate.
Right, I don't think you emasculate him, and I think if you're offering. A lot of times a guy won't let you do it anyway.
Absolutely. They shouldn't. They never
let you. But what if you wait, what if you make way more money than he does?
I think it's still a situation if you want to play in the major leagues, you got to play in the major leagues. And if not, I mean, I think it's
I agree with
reasonable.
That.
If you want to fuck a bitch with a lot of money, you got to pay
for it. But it's also reasonable to say, listen, I really dig you, but I don't really have it like that. And you can do other things. And I think if she's really a down-ass chick, she'll go.
She's with it.
But at least this dude is a straight-up dude. But I think
like if you eat me out 3 times, I'll take you to dinner.
Well, you'd probably get you'd be taking me out to dinner the first hour.
I think it's cute, you know. Like you just be like you surprise him, like, oh, Pip, nah, I'm gonna pay it tonight. I just got paid, and he's gonna be like, ooh, girl's so cute. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her.
But do you feel weird if on the, like you go out with a guy and then you offer to pay and he actually lets you?
Yes.
See, that's another problem. Yes. What if I do that shit and then I'm like, yo, like, fuck okay. you, dude.
Like this broke-ass nigga just let me pay for dinner.
This is different.
You know, don't ask for something.
Ask for something if you don't want it.
Exactly. There's a level of sincerity. If you got this guy and he's down, he's been down for you and he's allowing you to relinquish, you know, you're like, yo, this is a cool dude. I'm relinquishing this control. And then you feel like, man, I just want to do something.
Yeah.
Then you do it from the sincerity. I think.
Yeah, I haven't wanted to like pull out my wallet and you know
either,
what I mean.
Girl.
Yeah. But I'm like, should I?
Yeah, but did you
never?
But I think if you feel that, if you're
so
feeling,
when I feel it, I'll do it.
Right.
And until then, I'm not pulling out my wallet.
I mean, I think it's a weird kind of thing. I think a woman a lot of times becomes a reflection of the man that she's fucking.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, all the time.
If a chick is acting like a bitch, it's because her dude is a pussy. And so if she's calling him motherfucker and you ain't shit and this, right. It's because he's allowing that. I mean, if I'm taking out somebody for the first day and you go,
that's real
silly ass motherfucker, I go, wait a minute, listen. I don't really fuck like that. Don't talk to me like
what?
That. Because it's that can only escalate to something.
This is a whole new subject.
But some men like that.
Yeah,
men like that.
Wait, a woman is going to call you?
No, but this is a whole new subject.
Motherfucker on the first date?
You know what?
Well, in general, I mean, I wouldn't care what it is. I mean, I think you have to start to set these boundaries up front, because if she's calling you that now, then she'll be calling you something else later.
Wait,
then,
so it's like she's just cruising?
No, but you know what?
Well, I'm just saying, even if it's in like, oh, you're a silly ass motherfucker, even if it's playful, I go, listen.
Stop acting like a bitch.
Honestly, I feel like if you're in a relationship and your man allows you to talk down on him or vice versa.
Right.
You guys aren't in an even relationship.
I tell my friend, one of my friends talks so crazy to this guy that she dates, and he talks so crazy back to her. And I'm like, you know, you guys, like, you talk like that to him, and then you get mad when he talks like that to you, but you talk like that to him,
that's
too.
Super
but
unhealthy.
Honestly, I would never be okay with a man who lets me call him a bitch ass nigga.
I would never call somebody.
I would never be okay with that. I feel like I'm a woman. At the end of the day, and no matter how strong and independent I am, I do really well for myself. But a man is a man is a man is a man. And you have to submit to your man as a woman. I mean, I don't think that a man should disrespect you, but you can't be disrespecting a man like he's a little girl.
Yeah, but I think there are guys who are acting like little girls who kind of...
No, that's true.
If a guy's acting like a bitch, that's 100%
fact.
And I'm not saying that that's necessarily the way to handle it, but what I'm saying is...
No, if a man is a bitch-ass nigga, you're going to get treated like a bitch-ass nigga.
That's always the case, but I think one of the things is because in time, like with relationships and feminism and all this stuff, we look at it because we're still animals. And there are still these instinctual drives underneath everything. So when a woman finds, like you can say, I like a dude like this and I like a dude with that and I want this car and I want him to look like this. But you don't know what you want. Your pussy does.
Right.
Your pussy tells you, I like this dude. So it's a very kind of visceral thing that happens. So
my head and my pussy are so.
It's all chemicals.
But there's an instinctual.
I love you, Angela.
There's kind of this instinctual drive that makes you feel it, and that drive seeps through what I call the the social contract. The social contract, fidelity, monogamy, marriage, all of those things that we created on a cognitive level. But if you don't take into consideration that this, that these things exist, that all that that attraction is, it's, it comes from an attraction of a guy who gives off that energy that makes you feel safe.
I totally agree with you, because when a guy gives me the energy that he's a sucker, I treat him like a sucker.
It, right. It's the way it is. It is the way it is.
You're 100. I'm sorry, baby. And you're that, 100% right.
It's an interesting thing, and so I think, and a lot of times guys don't really even understand. What there's subtle things that tell you that this dude is really not credible, that makes you shake up and go, wow, this dude is really not credible. Mm-hmm. And you go, and then you don't even know. And a lot of times dudes will be like, you know, you get guys like, they are this bitch that. But the reality is that you're bringing that out. You're giving off this feminine energy, mm-hmm. and she's rejecting it because you're not making her feel safe.
Feeling safe is a super important thing.
No, I feel that, but for me, it's like you said, we are animals and we have instincts. Like you can't smell, you can't tell it, you don't know it, but pheromones are very important. You smell it on people, and when a man lets you treat him like a bitch, you're gonna treat him like a bitch.
It's there's a lot of things. I mean, there's body language, there's
body language,
the swagger. We
so
read this,
many different
and
things.
We feel, but I,
and
know,
a woman, as a woman, you want to be independent. You want to do things on your own, and always, of mm-hmm. course, but you want to submit to your man. You want to be safe. You want to feel protected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if you are going on disrespecting him, it's because you get that vibe that he's
a bitch. He's a bitch.
Absolutely.
And that's,
what can a guy do to give you the vibe that he's a bitch?
By acting like a bitch.
Like what? I mean, like, if give me examples.
I think
crying in front of you.
I think well, you know what? I think even that, if you got a really hard dude.
No, because it happened to me.
And then you instantly thought that this guy was a bitch because he cried.
Well, I just couldn't fuck him after that.
Now was
see, it was over for her after this guy cried.
Was the crying in the context? See, the crying
was crying because he didn't know what to do with his life. It was like really
whack. But see, that's a different thing. See, the decisiveness of men.
He was 21.
The decisiveness of men.
He said he was 21.
Well, he's short. He didn't know what the
fuck
he was
doing. Yeah, and it was just like not that long.
But it's like.
Oh my God.
She loves her young boy.
I think the decisiveness of men is attractive. Right. Like if somebody says, if you go, well, you want to go out to eat? And you go, yeah, well, you want to go where? Well, it's like, listen, get your clothes on. Let's go.
I like somebody to take charge.
And I think all
me
women
too.
Do.
I like to be submissive.
Drive where a guy is taking charge.
Oh my God!
You know what? I feel like I'm a really powerful woman. I've been independent for a very long time.
But
like I have
to get
a whole
slapped and choked.
Story. Yes, of course. I do like to get slapped and choked a lot. But
oh, we know. Oh, we
<We're>
know.
Aware. You know, as strong as you know, as a woman myself, you know, I, at the end of the day, I'm a girl. I am a woman. Mm. I'm a little baby. I'm a little woman.
You're
I
not
make
a little
babies.
Baby.
Yes, I am. I'm a little baby, and I want to get treated as such. No, I want to get treated as such, and I want my man to be able to protect me. I want him to be more powerful than me. If I disrespect my man, I need there to be consequences. I need to not want to disrespect my man.
And somebody said I was gonna make y'all mad. She's speaking the truth. It really is that kind of visceral thing.
But right, I'm right.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
As a woman.
But even I think, you know, a lot of young dudes will they don't even pick up the keys and the cues when they're having sex. Like, so for instance, when, okay. You know, I even teach this. Like, say a girl, the girl is missionary style, right? Mm-hmm. If she's missionary style.
I like missionary, by the way. I like that.
And her hips relax. Like, if the joints in her hips like relax and her legs fall back, she wants you deeper. That is the signal to know she's deeper. Mm-hmm. If she's pressing those hamstrings against the front of your legs, mm-hmm. you're too deep. Now, you can't be like, I'm going to tear this pussy up, and she's wincing, and she's pushing you away because you're too deep. That's not what having sex, you're supposed to check these cues. If you go down on it, one of the things that I tell dudes all the time is watch a woman's diaphragm. Watch how her diaphragm.
Her what?
Sing her diaphragm.
What?
Her watch her breathing, the depth of her breathing.
Got
and so
it.
When you're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. her breathing will get deeper.
Right.
She'll breathe deeper and slower.
You're right. That's true.
And those little clues as dudes are not even aware of, that they don't even get the fact that you should be picking up these clues.
And I hate when somebody's going down on me and it's going great and then they switch it up. And
oh, my God, I know.
I was like, wait, go back.
Now
go
we got to start all over.
Right. Go back. Well,
right?
But that's because...
But you got to tell them, go back and do the other thing.
Doing it and the rhythm is established.
It's like, perfect.
Okay,
you're like, two more minutes of this and it's over.
Let me ask you something. But
wait,
it's
I'm
just,
not about to come anymore.
Like you said, you like to get choked. But the worst thing in the world is to have a dude that you got to tell him to choke you. Or tell a dude that you got
to
want to...
Amen to that.
So if he's not listening to these cues... And he's not watching and paying attention because it's really just the
matter. But Jazzy, how can a guy know that you want him to choke
you? Because you can put his hands on your neck a little bit, right?
That's like telling him.
No, exactly. Well, you don't even have to do that. I mean, look, if he's...
You can choke yourself.
But what if he really doesn't want to, you know, like... Uh-huh.
No, I'm telling you, I've had guys that I'll be like, babe, pull my hair, choke me, and they're like, no, no.
Because Jazzy, other people would say you should tell a man exactly what you want.
Listen, it's great if you're comfortable, but what is better than being with a guy who anticipates what your needs are?
Right.
Before you've even conceptualized what those needs are in your
head.
It's
like psychic.
It's like he's a
sexual psychic.
So even if I'm making love to somebody and I might run my hands through your hair and then I will cover your throat. I'll cover your throat and see where your head is at.
Right.
And I might
move. If I get terrified.
Right. It may be gentle, but it could be a gentle cover, but I'm gonna cover your throat and see where you're at with that.
Right.
Now if I cover your throat and you throw your head back and roll, then I might go a little
if it gets a little wetter, you're like, okay, she likes this.
So I mean I think you have to the sex should be this kind of, as a guy, you should be exploring these things that you know. If she's into this, if you go to the back, I mean, you know, guys will pull a hair, but you don't pull a hair from the bottom of the hair.
You pull it from the scalp.
Isn't that the one the worst when the guys
go up the back?
Listen, this is something that men need to learn. You don't pull the hair from the end of
it.
You gotta go in.
That shit is fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta go in. Put the hand on the scalp and a nice little tug. Like,
go right. Don't go crazy. Back of the head, grab the roots, and then.
That's
pull,
beautiful.
And then you see
it's my
where it's.
Thing
ever. And then if you, I think if you, when you see, I then know. You push further and you kind of see. You got to see where you got to go from there, where she's at. Now, I mean, you can escalate, and then there comes a time where you'll feel that if it's too much,
mm-hmm.
a woman will kind of genuflect about, well, wow, that's. And then you know to back down.
Because right. I'd be like, ow.
No. Listen, my boyfriend, like, he, listen to me. My current boyfriend, like, he knows exactly how to touch me. He knows exactly how to be rough or be gentle. And I've asked him about it, like, babe, have you ever done that to other girls? And he's like, yes. They'll be like, don't do that.
You're a tough cookie.
Ow.
But you know what? The same thing for guys.
You gotta know what to do.
Because I've had friends tell me that you gotta try things with guys instead of asking them about certain things, like stick a finger in his asshole.
Ooh. I was gonna say, like, what
yeah,
do guys
you can't
want?
Ask him.
No, guys,
and
the
guy's
when
they want, ask you for
when
that,
men
right?
want a
right.
finger
well,
in their ass, they do a little nudge. They want you to put it like you're sucking their dick and you got your hand there and they're like,
the next
little
thing you
nudgy,
know, right.
nudge.
Some guy, like, once I.
little nudge.
No, like, this one ex that I had, like, liked when I touched his balls a lot. So then my next boyfriend, I went to touch his balls.
And he hated it.
He fucking freaked out, like, ow, oh, fuck. And I was like,
you're
shit.
Fragile.
Like, he acted like I fucking just almost, like,
right,
made him
like
sterile.
Eggs.
It's crazy.
I think it's different. Just like with women, you know,
now
some
I'm scared
women
to touch balls.
She's got a ball phobia.
How do you feel about your balls?
Some guys like to get their
balls
licked.
I like my balls grabbed. I like them held.
You
I like
see?
Them pulled. I like
some
them.
Guys don't want you near them,
and that's fine. But I mean, it's still a situation where you have to try. You have to try these things, and it's kind of this exploration. But I think what another thing is getting lost is the intimacy of it, the intent. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, it's guys going through the motions. This is what I did with my last chick. Right. This is what I'm doing with you. Instead of understanding, right. okay, here's this is what I know how to do. Let me try this. Let me try that. And then taking a sort of a mental note, okay, she likes this, she doesn't like this, she likes it rough, she likes this. So you'll take, and then every time you make love to her, you're picking up more and more information about her, so the sex gets better.
Right.
So you're constantly, and you have to have a repertoire.
That's why every sex, not even only sex, relationships is all about communication. You have to get to know each other. That's why people who are just meeting each other and then throwing their legs up or sticking their dick out, it never works. You can't have a really good experience because you guys are not communicating.
And it's hard, and like for one night stands or that kind of thing, it's like, how can you even have good sex when you don't even like know the
person? You don't
know
each other.
It's hard, you know? Absolutely.
It happens though, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't think it ever happens. I mean, it's no way that if I fuck you today and I fuck you 10 times from now, it's going to be way doper than it was
the first time. Day.
Because
absolutely.
There's a level of comfort, there's a level of intimacy, and I think the intent is something that I've been experimenting with myself, is the intent. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes a guy will kiss you because he wants to grab your tits, he will grab your tits because he wants to fuck you, when if he just thought the kiss is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like being present in that kiss where your lips are pressed up and there's a moisture, your lips are sliding across
each other. Instead of the next,
being in that moment, and if that kiss is the only thing that he gets this kind of sexual satisfaction from the intent of making this kiss, as if this is the best kiss I'm ever going to give. This is the last kiss I'm going to give. So being in that moment...
Are there times when people just aren't good at things, though, no matter what? Like, you could like somebody a lot, have been with them a long time, but for some reason, they just don't
get
it.
They're just not good at it. No, and for me, you know, like, somebody might be so good at somebody at something to someone, and then to the next person, they're just awful at it.
Yeah, but I think you can practice, and I think you can communicate, and I think if you start to... I think what you have to get good at is reading the cues. Mm-hmm.
And for me, relationships are all about chemistry. You know what I mean? If you, like you were just talking about it, a kiss is so important.
Right. It's an intimate thing.
It's for me, it's the most important thing.
Some people think kissing is more intimate than sex.
Much more intimate than sex.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's true.
So it depends.
No, but for me, like, if you don't match... If your mouths don't match, it's a waste of time.
Well, you know,
because you got to be able to breathe someone in. You got to be able to take in their breath, and, you know, to kiss them and feel it. You know what I mean?
I think you have, you know, it's like when there used to be a game you used to play when you were a kid, and you have like,
I'm like, yeah.
But I think what's funny is, I think, like I said, the first thing I said was a woman is a reflection of the guy she's with. And so when he's absolutely intimate, and when he's present in the moment, and he's present with every act, she will be present. Mm-hmm. In every act.
Right.
So I think, you know, I mean, guys will kill me for this, but I say anytime a relationship doesn't work, it's the guy's fault. Because a woman attaches herself
yeah,
to
right.
you.
I agree with that.
Of course
I so agree
do.
With that.
Absolutely.
Because here's the thing.
100% facts.
Here's the thing. If I, you know, I have this thing called a coffee cup theory. Like, you know, you go to a diner, you get a coffee cup, and then the little dude runs around. If your coffee cup is empty, right? The dude fills up your coffee cup. So me, as your man, I'm supposed to make sure your coffee cup is full. So when the next dude comes around, he goes, now you're good. Mm-hmm. Your cup is already full. Right. So
I could use a little cream, though.
Yeah, well...
and a little sugar. I need some sugar.
But if it's full, you got to pour some of the coffee out to put the cream in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So this is what guys are not doing. They're not understanding that they have to read these cues and fulfill these needs. And the same contents, set boundaries, be strong enough so that you're a credible enough dude that a woman can relinquish the control and give you that control. and still, but still be able to cultivate her in her own kind of artistic endeavors, and so that she can grow as a woman. Mm-hmm. But she still, because she has that foundation and everything is good at home, and this dude's got her back, and when it's all crazy and she feels crazy, like, oh, I don't know what to do, this is crazy, he's got to be able to, you know, lay down, let me rub your ass.
Because that is true. That is when women cheat, when things aren't good at home. That's when women cheat.
Yeah. Right,
men
absolutely.
Men cheat when things are good at home.
But, I mean,
still.
Women, a grown, adult woman.
It can happen, but I think what happens is a lot of times, a lot of times women are selling guys what they want to sell them instead of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking you and I'm this and I'm that and that's not necessarily what he wants. So I think you have to tap into what he wants to keep him. But I mean, I
agree with that.
I personally believe that when the guy is on point, I've never seen a woman, no matter how crazy she is.
But what do you mean by on point?
What I'm saying is this dude, like I, you know, there's been even times when I've had multiple partners, mm-hmm. right? Or I've had, you know, but I know your bra size. I know your panty size. I know your shoe size.
Look at Leah.
I know what food you like. I know that, you know, I mean, you have to be this dude who's an extraordinary dude.
Mm-hmm.
That where you're tuned into the moment of who this woman is and what her needs are. Not necessarily what her wants are, but what mm-hmm. her needs is. What her needs, what her weaknesses are, what or not. And you got to be listening. Because women talk.
Yeah.
Y'all talk. You
we
tell
sure
us
do.
Everything.
We talk so
sure
much.
Do. We sure do.
Especially here on lip service.
The problem is that dudes are not listening. They're not listening to what you're saying. And not necessarily specifically what you're saying, but you have to look at what the undertone of what a woman is talking about.
Does every man cheat?
I think a lot of guys do, but I don't think you have to.
I don't think every man
and
cheats.
And I think if you're aware of that kind
you're
of
thing, I think 90%.
No. 98%.
A lot do.
98%.
98? 90 or 98?
98.
Oh, Jesus.
You know why I say 98%? I feel like, no, you know what? I don't know the percent. I don't know the
she
percent.
She made it up.
But I just made it up. I just freestyled it.
Well, I mean.
But listen to me. No, wait. I think that a man will cheat according to his opportunities.
If you
taking care of your man, you keeping him at home, everything
don't
is under
out.
Control.
Lock him inside.
He ain't really
lock
around.
Him outside.
Now, if your man is in a strip club all the time, hey, girlfriend, he might be cheating.
Right.
Well, you know, like, you're right. You'll see guys do different things in terms of their
opportunities.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Opportunities,
excuse me.
If he travels a lot for work.
Yes.
If he, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think.
Yeah, like, absolutely. That's the problem with dating men in entertainment. Men in entertainment, it's a 90%.
It's not even just entertainment, though. You know who cheats the most? Doctors.
I mean,
they say doctors are high on the list of men that cheat.
Okay, let's say
plus
men in the airport. Men in the airport cheat.
Right. Every man cheats.
98% of the time.
Men who work in a bodega cheat, okay?
What?
Men who work in the bodega cheat with a girl who needs some milk.
I need a Lucy. She's right here.
I think it goes both ways. I think one of the things about women is their attraction to men is such an emotional thing.
Right.
Like the minute she don't, minute you've shown yourself to be this bitch and she's decided that you're a bitch, it's a wrap. There's no loyalty. There's nothing. Look, I don't feel you like this. Like what you said, I saw this dude cry, and then I don't ever want to fuck him again.
It depends on what he cries about.
No, of course. Sure. And this was just like an unnecessary, like crying.
An unnecessary right. cry. Right. Like you just teary
if
for no
a thug
reason.
And,
exactly.
and it's like one slow thug cry. Tear. You might be like,
you know,
that's so
exactly.
adorable.
I love
yeah,
one
of course,
thug
not
tear.
Like
I love one thug tear.
Not like a couple tears and like whining and like crying. I'm like, fuck
no,
shoulder.
I hate a man.
Like,
what
whines.
If he's watching the news and something's
like,
in the news? And
oh no, if a man is, like, oh, listen to me. I'm a woman. I cry for the commercial with the cats and the dogs.
You cry over that.
It's
but
like,
what if he does?
If my man cries over the cats and the dogs, I'm breaking up with him. You got to get out my house.
Well,
I don't want to fuck
know
with
funny.
You no
she,
more.
She
I'm
said,
I hate my cats.
When
I can't.
She said the dude that cried, It's not that he cried. He cried about his life.
Right.
So
that he was only 21.
He has no direction, and you don't feel safe with him because he doesn't have any direction. And that's what makes, that's what emasculates.
No, Leah is too bossy to be with a crying ass man.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think if a guy isn't like coming up with plans, like he's just like, we'll do whatever you want. Is that like not cool?
Yeah, I think it's not cool.
I don't think that's cool either.
Uh-oh, Leah.
I think
what if he's just so laid back, you know?
Yeah, I think a guy with a direction.
What if he's awesome, though?
but he just wants to do whatever I want to do.
I do, like,
isn't that
I do,
nice?
Like, you know what?
No, some I
of
think
the,
that's yeah,
some
that
of the still. Greatest dates I've ever been on with guys or guys that I've dated are people that come up with, like, let's try this restaurant and I
let's
found this place.
Let's do
that. That's the best. I hate when I have to come up with everything.
Oh, my God. I could never figure out what I want to eat.
Right.
But I think you get tired of that.
Please pick that.
If you got a guy that has no direction and he's not decisive, eventually you're like, well, what the what the fuck are you doing? And then you start to feel unsafe. It's almost a visceral kind of feeling. It's like a instinctual feeling. Like, why is he not? He don't have nothing. He don't want to do nothing. Like, what?
And then my you start main to thing it, with then, a man is that I need to feel safe.
You find him less attractive.
Absolutely.
Because of it. And then it starts to fall apart.
You're 100% right. I agree with that.
So that direction and making that, it's a funny thing. Like, I remember, like, I was watching Oprah one time, right? And Oprah was she was buying a Labrador Retriever, right? And Stedman was with her, right? And so now this is Oprah, $50 billion Oprah. So she's looking at them. She's like, oh my God, the puppies are so cute. I'm going to buy them all, right? And Stedman goes, no, you can have one. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
like,
Oprah? Like, yeah, like, she's with Stedman.
He goes, all right, you pick one and I'll pick one, but that's it. And I was like, this is why she's with this dude.
That's good.
And then it was like, okay, you can have them all.
Oprah could buy all the Labrador Retrievers, put them on an island and call
it
Labradoria.
She can buy all of them in the world.
And pay people. And,
in the whole world.
But the fact that even in the context of this woman who is mega rich, has a guy who she counts on and who she feels that she can go to and confide in and that he's got her back is why she's with dude.
Right.
She won't marry him.
It has nothing to, well, he won't marry her. And if you think about it, if you really think about it, you show me an older black woman who is telling the world that she doesn't really believe in marriage. That's bullshit. Like, this is an overweight black
woman. Why would Stedman not marry Oprah, though? Come on.
Because you don't want to.
Why not?
I don't know about
that. Oh, my God.
Well, here's
back up, Dante. How do we know all right, that Stedman doesn't want to marry Oprah?
You tell me an overweight black
Oprah.
Woman.
Me too.
Who don't want to
eat that pussy.
But look at her. You tell me a black man that don't want to marry the richest woman.
A black man? Like, no, he wants to fuck a rich woman. He don't want to marry
a rich
woman.
He's been married forever, though.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that's how pimp he is. He's actually got this black woman saying, I don't really believe
in
marriage.
That's when we get into talking about pimp game.
Wait, does she say?
That's a whole different subject.
You think Stedman is pimping Oprah?
Oh, absolutely.
You see?
All
you have to do is look at the pictures. When you look at the pictures and you see Oprah, Stedman looks like the man and Oprah looks like the girl. You watch watch Brad Pitt with Angelina Jolie. He got bags. He's 2 feet behind her. He's carrying shit. He's got a bunch of kids. He's dragging it. It's
come
a
on,
different,
don't do Brad Pitt it's, like
wow.
that.
It's a come different. On.
I mean, Angelina's definitely the boss.
Yeah, right.
And she's Angelina.
Sweet like.
But you can see that.
She's Oprah.
You can see that.
That's true.
Yeah, she's Oprah until you put a dick in her. Then she's a chubby bitch with a dick in her. So, just.
She's know, Oprah until you put a dick in her. Quote unquote. She is Oprah till you put a dick in her.
I think you and my ex would get along really well.
Jesus.
But the credibility of it, I think the credibility of men is an important thing, and I think we're losing it.
No, honestly, I agree with you. As a woman, let me tell you something. I do really well for myself. I'm very grateful and blessed that I have had opportunities to be able to take care of myself and live well.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like my man should be over and above me. I should be able to listen to my
financially?
Man.
Financially?
Who cares about financially? Money is green paper. Who cares? Nobody cares about money. At least I don't. I'm sorry.
At all?
No, I mean, I want to make money, of course. Everybody, but I do well for myself, and I'm
you
very grateful for that.
You would date a broke guy? Like, no, you know, pretty broke. He's got to come
if
live with
you. If my man is good to me, and he's, that's the whole thing I'm talking about. If my man is good to me, and he's broke, or he's rich, it doesn't matter. I should be, as a woman, as a girl, submissive to my man.
But here's the thing. You could have a rich dude, and he's a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're gonna dump him in. Nobody wants that.
You might take his money, but you
don't
want that either.
I don't want a rich dude that's a bitch.
Now, if you got a guy who maybe don't have it popping right now, but you believe in him, and this kid is working, and he's moving and shaking, and he's trying to make it happen.
This is real.
That's what you... Because that's the safety you feel as a woman. If this dude... You want
to...
Look.
As a woman... Listen, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. As a woman,
yes, you do.
No, I'm sorry, guys. But as a woman, I want my man to be able to protect me. I want my man to be able to talk over me, to put me in my motherfucking place.
Well, Dante, put her in her place so you can finish saying what you were saying.
What she's saying is the truth. It's like. You know, it's that thing when you look.
I still want to be a boss.
It's get dressed, get in the car. We're gonna go somewhere. Mm. Where are we going? Listen, it, just get in the
just
car.
Get
so
in
we
the
all
car.
Need a little bit right. of a pimp in our life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, it's not even about pimping, because pimping is something you go out in the street and you bust it and then you bring the money home.
It's the same.
That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I want to do. I don't give my man money, because no matter how rich or how broke my man is, I don't need to support him, because he's a man and he can take care of himself.
And if he's not supporting himself, then he doesn't have the credibility anyway.
Exactly.
So you want a guy to drive, but you want to make sure that he's capable of driving. So when
absolutely.
You sit in the car, anytime I've ever taken a chick out and we go someplace, go drive, she'll get up in the chair, fold her legs in the chair. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, it's almost this little girl thing that comes where they just sit on there like, where are we going? Where are we going? And but you gotta, as a dude, you gotta be able to bring that little girl out of her.
Yeah. You gotta bring it out of her where she feels goofy. Like, all right, I'm just gonna chill. My man is—he's driving.
He's driving, like you said. So,
yes.
And that the credibility of it's important. And how does a guy?
I gotta talk to Leah now.
Leah, what is going
on in your head?
What do you think, boo?
Because Leah is like,
no. I mean, it's just—it's different, I guess. Like, I've just dated such different kinds of guys. Like, maybe because my energy is masculine or something, right?
So, like, Mine is too.
I always kind of like have taken the reins and like. Say what's going down.
But is that what
I feel like Leo wants to choke her boyfriend?
Is that what you want?
I don't know.
I think that
sounds cool, but like it also sounds bossy. Like, wait, no, tell me where we're going.
Listen, I'm not.
How do I have to dress?
Are we gonna be okay?
Well, I'm not saying
are we ride or dying? Do I have
like
to
I wouldn't
die?
Say how to dress
right, but like,
something.
Hey, we're gonna go
but
here and get ready or something.
Let's
like,
get ready,
I guess
let's
that'd be cool. Like, there was one instance. Like, there was this guy, and he. And me and him had kind of had similar personalities, and it's just like, whoa. Like, it was like, I need like a yang to my
You're
yang.
You're like, wait,
you know?
This is too much.
I think is sometimes you get guys who are aggressive, and usually a lot of guys who are aggressive are become abusive. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. That's what the fear is of having an aggressive dude, because he's aggressive, he's abusive. And if he's soft, then he's a bitch. The real thing is walking the tightrope between a guy who is aggressive, but he's still considerate in the same context of what your needs
100%.
Are. Yeah. And when
I do. Somebody has to be able to check me when I step out of line, because I will step out of line.
I'm telling you.
You have to.
As a woman, you make your own money. You do really
I will
well
walk
for yourself.
With somebody
Angela Yee owns a house. She owns her own car, owns a house. She's not backed up on her bills. Angela Yee is very successful, but I'm sure that you want a man to be like, hey, chill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't flip out on me because I'm a man. Like, don't get too crazy.
Because I also can't let you let me talk crazy to you. Because after that, it's over. It's over.
And I know Angela. Angela's on radio. This is what she does. She could cut somebody up. Yes. No problem. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, there's a lot to it. I mean, I think if you're intelligent, you want a man who's intelligent.
Absolutely. I agree with that, too.
You're on the radio. You're articulate. So you want a man who's articulate. But you also want to feel safe. Mm-hmm. You want a guy who can teach you things and show you things that you didn't. Maybe even give you a perspective on something that you didn't have before.
Yes.
And if you're going to this well and he's got nothing to give you, then and you're better than him. A woman never dates a guy who she's better than.
You see, better is not
that's all I do.
Well, but that's
no, but
that's exactly why
I
they
get down.
But
I know that's sad.
That's why they don't last.
Not always,
always because the other ones are the exes.
Leah's relationships last.
There's a bunch of different ones.
Leah's relationships last. The thing with Leah is that Leah is so bossed up. Leah is like she's the man,
hold on, now, Leah. You do date down, Leah. Sometimes,
no, and that's the thing with Leah is that you know she's like looking at these niggas like, yeah, right. You can't beat me.
Well, that's in the context of her
Leah's
being safe.
That Leah just like,
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
She likes big dicks. That's what the problem.
You know, she's getting
the
big dicks.
Leah's
she still got her
queen.
Big money, her own money in her bank, and you know, Leah's just like. You know, like, I might date him young. I might date him old. At the end of the day, nobody's fucking with me.
No, all you got to do is
that's how
Leah
exactly
feels.
Nah, girl.
All you
got to
do is send
Leah
a great dick pic and you're in. No, I'm just kidding.
Never.
I mean, that's a starting point.
It's a starting point. Oh, you have a good dick. Fuck with me? Is that's a problem with Leah is that the guys that she is meeting, they can't really fuck with her. That's
sure.
what it is.
Well, you know,
sure. she treats them like the bitch ass niggas.
Right, when she ultimately does meet somebody who can fuck with her, that's when she'll fall in love.
I'm ready. Bring it.
She's looking.
But
she's
Leah,
looking.
Are you really ready? Because it's
no, but that's
maybe
why
you
I'm
aren't
lovely.
Really.
Ain't even ready.
Maybe you aren't trying to find the right person by dating all these people that you know aren't the right people.
No, but that's why I respect Leah.
I'm ready.
She, I could tell just from her whole demeanor that she's not playing no games. Like,
no.
She's like, whatever. I might get this sex, but you can leave.
You know, it's weird because, you know, like if you ask anybody, if I say, are you perfect? You go, of course not. Mm-hmm. Right. But although we understand on a cognitive level that nobody's perfect, a lot of times we hold ourselves to the standards of perfection.
I'm pretty close
to
it.
But
you're perfect, girl. Me too.
But we hold ourselves to those standards of perfection, even though we cognitively know that perfection doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And if we admit that we're not perfect, what does that mean? It means that we make mistakes. And if we make mistakes, then we need forgiveness. And if we need forgiveness, then you have to give forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's always has to be a leeway in terms of what you... that these are human beings and that you're trying to fit together and you make mistakes and so on. That doesn't mean dating out of what your needs are. You still have to put your needs first, but I'm a firm believer that it is the man's job to figure out and anticipate what those needs are and to fulfill them even before you conceptualize what they are in your own head. By listening to you, because a woman will be in an emotional situation where she's this is crazy and this is going crazy and this, and he should be able to see through that and mm-hmm. and say, well, this is what's going on and this is what you need.
You know what's great? What guys do if you get into an argument or a fight with them, and instead of them keeping it going, they end it. I think that's a great.
They'd be
thing.
Like, okay, whatever.
I don't like when somebody's stubborn with me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I like for you,
you know,
to be like, okay.
I want you to give me your argument. I want to listen. I want to hear how you feel. I want to get up in your mind.
Stephanie's very passionate.
I'm a little drunk. Don't judge me.
We're not judging you. We love it. It's very funny. But listen, I know Dante has to go because he does stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
He has to go to stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love stand-up.
Well, you guys can come out. I'll invite you. You guys can come to a show whenever you want to come to a show.
Yeah, hell no, yeah.
I enjoyed this conversation with you.
I'm glad you did.
We're having back. And make sure you listen to his podcast, you know, as well.
Yeah, I have the Beige Phillip podcast. It's on beigephillip.com. You can follow me on Dante Twitter at Dante Nero, DanteNero. And I also do one-on-one consultations. I do phone consultations at SaveMeDante@gmail.com. If you
Save Me Dante.
Wait,
you
oh my God, you're like a therapist.
For what? Yeah, pretty much. Wait, you do consultations for men?
Do you do couples
men
and women,
relationships?
Both, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Stephanie's
both.
Like, I need help.
If you have a,
no, I don't need help. I think I find that very interesting.
I think that's really interesting too.
I find that very interesting.
I've been doing it for quite a time. I was doing it for years. I've been doing the podcast for 3 years, and I was the emails that I was getting, the questions that I was getting, it just got a little crazy. That we just started a business with.
But let me ask you one question, because a lot of people send me in questions.
Okay.
And I gotta ask you one of them for my Ask Ye. Because people always want to know, hold on, let me get it. Oh, what's wrong with
No, but I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm going to subscribe to your podcast. I'm going to listen to it. Because I like to listen to things on a male perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Okay, I'm 23. I haven't had too many experiences dating, although I've had a couple of friends with benefits and realize it's not my thing. Could you give me some tips about that first few weeks or months of getting to know someone during the dating process? How often should we talk? What are the boundaries and how do you keep them interested and how do you find out their true intentions?
Well, Here's what I say to a lot. Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a female.
Female. Okay, I think what you have to do first and foremost is be the best version of yourself. I think a lot of times when you have younger women and they're still trying to find themselves and they don't really have the direction of, when you're the best version of yourself, then you can be confident about how you put yourself in and what your needs are. So I think that is first and foremost. When it comes to dating, I think you have to be, a woman can be as honest as she wants, and I think she has to be as strong as she wants. You can't ask a woman to be less strong or less of what she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy's job to manage that. Mm-hmm. And to find out where he fits into that.
But you know what? I think the biggest problem when you're first dating someone in the beginning is that you're never your real self.
Well, I think that's
People
the important thing of being right. We lie.
I think
we
that
lie.
What,
we lie.
My
we lie.
Best, my for me, I don't know if anybody wants advice from me, but for me, my best advice is just be you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fake yourself.
If eventually
you is going to come out.
If you're the best version of yourself,
you know what I
mean? You feel is the reason why people lie about who they are is because they're not really comfortable with who they are in the first place. And
Absolutely.
So they feel like they need to perpetrate as somebody else because they're not really comfortable. So when you are the best version of yourself, then you can be you because you're comfortable with it. So one of the things I say is whatever's broke, fix it. Whatever you are uncomfortable about, fix that first. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you can't date, but even if you're in the process of fixing it, if it's your weight, if it's your education,
anything.
If it's your job, fix it. So, because
if
that,
you feel uncomfortable about
will,
it,
that
get
will,
it together.
That will seep into your brain while
that.
You're with somebody else. And that that lack of confidence will cause you to lie and misrepresent who you are. And it'll also cause you to put up with shit that you wouldn't normally put
up. If I'm broke, fix it, baby.
Fix it, baby. Go get a job, baby.
Well, Dante Nero, thank you so
Thanks
much
for having me.
Phillips,
I appreciate it. It was awesome.
Podcast. And you can also follow him, Dante Nero.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
I
hope you
so
enjoyed
much.
Us, Dante.
I know, awesome.
Thank you.
We need you back.
I'd love to.